Well, this is Andrew Foster representing the Historical Association and the Public History Committee. And I'm with Professor Miles Taylor, who's the director of the Institute of Historical Research, who's very kindly agreed to talk with me about the work of the Institute of the Historical Research. So thank you very much for that, Miles. But I suppose the start point for me is that whilst professionals like ourselves, everybody regards the Institute of the Historical Research, or the IHR as it's most commonly known, as kind of history headquarters and the jewel in the crown of London University as far as historians are concerned. I can't think many historians don't know about its work. On the other hand, what I'm here today to talk about is really to sort of say large numbers of people are interested, as we know, in history out there. Large number of people are members of the Historical Association and other local history societies around the country, and what the IHR might mean for them. And perhaps you could give us a kind of gloss of the work of the IHR, but aimed really at general historians rather than fellow professionals.
Yes, well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for coming into the Institute today and finding out more about what we do. You're right, we're very much a research organisation, and over the last 90 years, since 1921 when we were established, our main function has been to support postgraduate research and training and the work of the historical profession in the universities. But certainly in the last 20 or 30 years, we have really expanded our access and the delivery of our services. And there is a great deal, particularly on our website, where a lot of our resources are now kept, which is of use to all sorts of historians, from those who are, might be considered amateur, to those who teach in the primary and secondary teaching side of things, and those who are just starting out in their research careers. The other thing that makes us much more accessible than I think we used to be is that we do run a huge events program. Traditionally, that's been specialised research seminars. We now have 63 a fortnight. But certainly in the last decade, we have done many more public engagement events. All these events are open to all. They don't assume specialist knowledge in history. What we really want is to engage those who are genuinely interested in history as a subject. And just to give you an example, we run two major conferences a year, and one is called the Winter Conference. And last November, we ran one on the subject of historical fiction, looking at authors who use history as a source for their plots and their stories, and historians who have turned to writing fiction, if you like, as an escape from the day job. And that brought in a huge range of people who've probably never come across the Institute before, but have an interest in history. And we take very seriously that mission to open up the findings and the fruits of historical scholarship to as wide a community as possible.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Just to be clear, I suppose, we ought to say, where is the location of the Institute of Historical Research?
Well, we're sitting today in Senate House, which is in Russell Square in Bloomsbury, WC1, heart of London, known affectionately as London's first skyscraper. It's a particularly brutalist piece of concrete architecture, and when it was completed in 1938, It was the tallest occupied building in London. Obviously St Paul's and Big Ben were taller, and remained of that status until the NatWest Tower and the Post Office Tower came along in the 1960s. Mm. So it's a very iconic building, and the Institute actually arrived 18 years or so before the skyscraper went up. So here we are in the heart of London, and in the heart of the University Quarter.
Yeah. And at the moment, we perhaps should say we're in temporary accommodation because the whole of the area that I think since about 1948 the Institute occupied is being refurbished at the moment, and you've got great plans for that. Can you tell us a bit more about that in terms of people finding us? It's still relatively easy because obviously it's simply moved across one wing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, we normally occupy four or five floors in the north block of the Senate House, and as you say, we've been there since 1948. The Ministry of Information moved out at the end of the Second World War, and we moved back in. But we've not had a lot of work done on the fabric of the building in that 60 or so period. The south side of the Senate House, which we're sitting in now, has all been refurbished, as you can see looking around you. And we're currently being done by the university. And as you say, we'll move back in in 18 months' time. And he'll be a refurbished and modernised institute. The library will still be the centrepiece, but we will have a lot more space for our teaching and training and for our events. So we will be able to become a first-class conference venue for the historical profession.